Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Mint Mobile.
Are you one of those people that actually likes your money? Unfortunately, traditional big wireless carriers like your money too. So if you're tired of spending hundreds on crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and quote unquote free perks that cost you more in the long run, then a premium wireless plan from Mint Mobile for $15 a month might be right for you.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people just overpay for their wireless because that's how it's always been and you're just used to it. But there's a better option now. It's only $15 a month.
Yeah, and all of Mint Mobile's plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
And you can bring your existing phone and phone number and you just activate with an eSIM within minutes and you can start saving immediately. And there's also no long-term contracts or hassle.
Yeah, I've said it before. One of my brothers uses Mint Mobile and he's always talking about how good his service is for a fraction of the price that the rest of the family is paying, and he's on to something.
He is. So if you like your money, Mint Mobile is definitely for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/DWKT. That's mintmobile.com/DWKT.
An upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options are available. Taxes and fees are extra. See Mint Mobile for details. And thank you so much to Mint Mobile for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 342, almost to 350.
Yeah, we have another one topic episode for you guys. I feel like these are becoming more common lately. Some weird topics we need to give some time to.
Yeah, and this one had so many videos, and we, you know, have to do our thing and go through. And when I tell you, I almost want to watch part of the first one so you can see how bad the silences are and the pauses. It was unreal. All of them were like 10 minutes long. And so I have cut out the silences and then I also then sped them up to like 160% and adjusted the pitch. So I think they're still like, we could still understand her. That's how slow she was talking. But yeah, this is quite the story. A lot of people are comparing it to Baby Reindeer, which I have not seen, but I know you have.
I have, and I've seen bits and pieces, and it was a little reminiscent, I fear. But I haven't dove into this because it seemed very intense and convoluted and something that needed like my undivided attention to understand.
Yeah, I've watched some of them and then I have like an idea of the rest of them and I'm going to be fully immersing myself along with you. But I think we should just dive in.
Okay.
We're going to meet Timber Sperry, who actually has the same birthday as me.
Oh, fun. Okay.
It's like, great. Do you want to read her bio?
Yeah, I was taking a gander at it because it had so many emojis. My eye was just kind of naturally drawn there, but it says...
Funny you say I.
Oh, okay. What? 1 mil, which, what does she mean by that? Because she doesn't have million
it's
followers.
31.3 thousand.
Well, I guess maybe in her head she has 1 million
That's
followers?
Very, very okay. Likely, yes.
22, Aries, you're my reflection, but my is not M-Y, it's M-E-Y-E.
Yeah, that's why reflection. It's the I thing, because then also the next okay. line is... Why would I try if I couldn't see we, but I is always spelled E-Y-E.
Okay.
I don't know.
Beautiful portals. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just like already very
that's kind of how we're going to be the entire episode, I fear.
Oh my God. September 3rd, 2025, his. Okay. I'm assuming she's not his.
No,
right?
No, she is okay. Not his.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I've gathered yes. so far. Yes. Okay. So she's 22, obviously young, but I don't think this is a youth thing. I think this is likely somebody we're going to be talking about that is mentally disturbed.
Yes, I was going to say, I think statement? It is definitely a mental health thing. Yes. She okay. has been in prison before for okay. stalking / harassment.
Perfect. You know, when we cover things like this, I wonder like, no chance she's just going to like turn to us, right?
Well, she's not gay, so. So,
okay, so that's perfect. Okay, so she only stalks people who she like is romantically interested in?
I believe
in?
So. Yes.
Okay. Not that that's, I mean, I feel horrible for the people that she's doing that to, but I'm just like genuinely wondering what are the risks here, you know?
Well, and she's very clear that she's not gay. So
okay.
that's why I brought it's relevant. Get ready. I don't even know how to preface this first video. This entire video, it's like 10 minutes long and it all takes place while she is trying to open up a package of clams.
Oh, this is the one I've seen on my For You page because I've definitely seen something about clams and I'm like, who fucking eats clams like that? Like
she actually refers to them as seafood clams and I was like, I don't think there's another kind of clams.
Right. No, there's no other kinds of clams.
But from what I understand. She's struggling to open it basically the entire time. And then finally she succeeds in the end. I cut out some of that beginning part too. So,
okay. Good context.
Today is gonna be a fun video because I'm gonna actually tell you guys why I like the guy that I like. So, you guys, it's crazy as life. So, about 2 years ago now, I was in jail and I had a very spiritual awakening. I had a vision. And while I was in jail, I had a vision of this guy that was in a band. And, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I can still kind of see the vision, by the way. And, like, it's a hard one, but, like, my heart is literally beating so freaking fast right now. But, like, I was in jail and I had the vision of the guy. And I seen that he had, like, a infant child, like, a toddler-sized child. From there, I had another spiritual vision of him, like, in that same night. This was, like, 2 years ago, by the way. This is way before.
Okay, pause. Sorry. So she is having a vision about being with somebody while actively in prison for stalking somebody else?
Yes, correct.
Okay, that is should be a wake-up call.
She liked someone else at the time, but she, like, has to, like, make the switch.
Oh, my God.
Ever met this guy. I don't know how to, like, explain visions. I just only really know how to see them. So I was in jail, and I seen this vision basically pop up, like, a ring. Okay, a diamond ring. And I was like, okay, so do I get married to this guy? And my spiritual guidance said yes, that I married this guy. And I was like, okay, so fast forward, last year, 2025.
Not her swinging the fucking back around.
Literally, the clams are a main character.
That I like. And the lady goes, by the way, the guy that you like now will not be the guy that you will be married. And I was like, what do you mean? Because I was like, I'm already, like, contemplating, like, do I really want to marry this guy? Like, the guy from before that I was liking, like, 10 months ago, almost over a year ago now. And I was already contemplating. I was like, do I really want to be with this guy? Like, my spiritual guidance told me in jail that I wouldn't be marrying him, you know? And I was like, I really wanted to go with my heart, but my heart left that guy. But my mind was there, and I was like, I just want to, like, stick to, like, what I felt like I made a promise for, you know what I mean? So it only kind of felt right for me to, like, still kind of like him. And then she was like, I can tell you that his first name starts with the letter D, but I can't tell you his last name, can't tell you anything else about him. And she was, like, also making it known that I was, like, basically going to meet this guy right away, like, as soon as I move. And I was like, okay. So the first day that I move, I literally meet the guy, and, like, he's, like, there. He's, like, just there. And I'm like, my heart just, like, leaps out of my chest. And I'm, like, walking like this, and I'm, like, pacing, and I'm, like, stuttering over my words, and I'm like, oh my god, like, and he takes me to IV. We do grocery shopping. It's just me and him, like, 101. And I'm like, oh my fucking god. Like, I actually think that this is the guy. Like, I actually really think that this is the guy. Like, my heart just felt, like, so loved. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it, like, the connection was just there. The connection was just, like, immediate. It was just, like, such a heart-touching moment for me because I haven't been in love in, like, 7 fucking years. And, like, it's been, like, a really hard journey for me to, like, find someone new. So I was like, I really, 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 really think that this is the guy. And, like, when I tell you this, like, I mean this from, like, deep down the bottom of my literal absolute heart. It's like, he is literally my full-on type, like, from long blonde hair. So, well, I like all guys with long hair. Like, I mean, like, I don't have a crush on all guys with long hair. Like, I don't really have, like, a race or gender preference boyfriend. Like, if however they want to identify, that's fine. But me, I'm still a woman, and I still want to identify as a straight woman because I'm not LGBT or gay. I just support gay people, and I just accept if I have a partner that wants to be different, you know what I mean? So, but he isn't gay. He is 100% fucking straight, which is, like, thank the fuck of god. But I just had to make that a point that I don't care about, like, people's race or anything of those natures. Like, my first actual real first love was a black man. Okay, he was a black guy. So anyways, where was I? My head is spinning. Okay, where was I? Think. Oh yeah. But not only is he my type, from long blonde hair to tattoos all over his body, I can literally feel my heart just, like, leaping. And, like, to tattoos all over his body. He's in a band. He is from...
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
I had to keep
Holy fucking
literally,
shit.
It caught me so off guard because it was
that is
so
disgusting.
Loud. And it happens a few times, but I had to.
That was very, very disturbing. Yeah.
He is from the military and he has a child. This is literally my whole type, like, from absolute fucking head to toe. He probably seems, like, right here on me. He's so fine, like... Damn, he's just so fine. And he makes me feel so dizzy when I think about him, like, honestly. But anyways,
still hasn't opened the clams.
That would be, like, a great story time for me to tell you guys.
What was that? What was the story? There was no story there.
Well, that she had a vision and then she met... Keep playing.
Oh my god. I'm
There's
like,
an
what
interesting ending with the clams.
Oh yeah, and by the way, I met this guy September 3rd, 2025. And I have liked him since September 3rd, 2025. So, it's now April, September, October, November, December, January, February, April. About almost 8 months I've liked this guy for. Finally got it open.
Oh! I'm gonna fucking throw up.
She is
clams
too.
Be reminding me of Coochie. No, I'm not. Like, it just looks so wrong. I can't believe I actually be eating this shit. Y'all, the smell of this food is making me feel nauseous.
Okay.
I feel so scared. My heart is literally like... right now. Literally. I wish you guys could feel my freaking heart. I wish. Oh yeah, but not only that, but he also paints his nails. And not only that, but like, for whatever reason, call me delusional or whatever, but his last three songs on his album, I swear to God, like, for some reason, I actually think they are about me. Like, I don't know why, but
yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Things escalate very quickly.
I mean, I would imagine so. She said like 9/3/25. She's like, that's the day I met him. And then in her bio is like his. And I know, obviously, she's not with this guy. This guy does not have any contact with her.
No.
So she goes like kind of in and out of describing him as a crush and then describing him as like her lover.
Yeah, yeah. And like future
husband. Very disturbing.
Yeah. She has also like multiple accounts, including ones that are I ship Dilby Timlin. So because his name's Dylan and then she's Timber.
Is she pretending to be like her own fan accounts?
I think
or?
So. I can't tell. Yeah, no, here's another account of hers. They're not all like active, but here's an Instagram and it says loyal and taken. I don't understand the significance of the I thing.
Yeah, it might just be something her brain is kind of focused on and she sees in a certain way. You know, a lot of times when people are like in a mental health crisis, they will think something is super profound and it's not. You know what I mean?
What's the typical like diagnosis for someone that is a stalker like this?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
This is on the National Library of Medicine website. Oh, and there's something called fatal attraction syndrome. Stalking behavior and borderline personality. It says stalking, which consists of chronic nuisance behaviors by an offender that result in deleterious emotional and or physical effects on a victim, is experienced by a significant minority of individuals in the community. Can be viewed as an illogical or irrational preoccupation with another individual because of the unusual intense attachment dynamics in borderline personality disorder. This diagnosis is particularly suggestive among stalkers. Interesting. It's just weird because it's like they really believe it.
Yeah, that's the concerning part.
Yeah.
Hey girlies, just wanted to chime in because I looked up a little more on stalking and specifically the type of stalking that Timber would fall under. And also I do want to say, I know I'm like smirking and kind of giggling in some of this, and I want to make it clear that I don't think this is funny. It's just like a uncomfortable laugh situation. So I just want to make it clear, I think this is very serious. And while my reactions might come across as otherwise, I just want to throw that out there. But anyway, as I said, I looked more into the psychology behind stalking and found there was a clinical study in 1993 that looked at 145 stalkers. And based on their analysis, they came up with 5 proposed stalker subtypes, which was not only to help facilitate like diagnosis and figure out how to identify certain types, but also to identify the treatment that might be helpful. So these subtypes are the rejected stalker, and rejected stalking arises in the context of a breakdown of a close relationship. Victims are usually former sexual intimates. However, family members, close friends, or others with a very close relationship to the stalker can also become targets. Then there's the resentful stalker, which that arises when the stalker feels as if they have been mistreated or they are a victim of some form of injustice or humiliation. Victims are usually strangers or acquaintances who are seen to have mistreated the stalker. Then we have what's relevant for this episode, which is the intimacy-seeking stalker, and that arises out of a context of loneliness and a lack of close confidant. Victims are usually strangers or acquaintances who become the target of the stalker's desire for a relationship. Frequently, their behavior involves delusional beliefs about the victim, such as the belief they are already in a relationship even though none exists. And then the last two are incompetent suitor, and the incompetent suitor stalks in the context of loneliness or lust and targets strangers or acquaintances. But unlike the intimacy seeker, their initial motivation is not to establish a loving relationship, but to get a date or a short-term sexual relationship. Incompetent suitors usually stalk for brief periods, but when they do persist, their behavior is usually maintained by the fact that they are blind or indifferent to the distress of the victim. And then there's the predatory stalker, which arises in the context of deviant sexual practices and interests. Perpetrators are usually male, and victims are usually female strangers in whom the stalker develops a sexual interest. The stalking behavior is usually initiated as a way of obtaining sexual gratification, but can also be used as a way of obtaining information about the victim as a precursor to a sexual assault, the most dangerous leading to a serious attack. And later on in the study, it says that a full analysis of treatment response is ongoing, but certain patterns are discernible. Intimacy-seeking stalkers require assertive psychiatric management, particularly because they're largely impervious to judicial sanctions, often regarding court appearances, even imprisonment, as the price of true love. It goes on to say that there are different management imperatives in intimacy-seeking stalkers, from the grossly deluded to fixated individuals, but interestingly, the problems they share of being isolated, lonely, socially inept, and filled with an inflated sense of entitlement present the greatest therapeutic challenge. and back to my original question, says diagnostically, stalkers often fit within the spectrum of those with paranoid disorders. Intimacy-seeking stalkers include those who have erotomanic delusions, both secondary to pre-existing psychotic disorders such as schizophrenia and as part of a delusional disorder. True delusional disorders, which are common in intimacy-seeking stalkers, merge imperceptibly into the overvalued ideas and fanatical obsessiveness of those with personality disorder, with the boundaries often uncertain and changing. And it says that intimacy-seeking stalkers always require psychiatric intervention, although compliance may require a court order or, in extreme cases, incarceration, which appears to be what's happening in this episode. Anyway, sorry for that little school lesson, but I definitely thought that was useful information and interesting to know for the rest of this episode, which will continue to get stranger.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Rocket Money.
If you don't already know, you must be new here, but Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It monitors my spending by allowing me to cancel all of my unwanted subscriptions because I have a problem. I tell you guys all the time, I sign up for way too many free trials that then turn into not free trials if you don't cancel them. So I go on Rocket Money about once a month and I clear out all the ones that I don't want to pay for anymore. And it's nice because they do it for you. You don't have to like go to the individual websites and press like 5 million times that you want to cancel. It's really convenient.
I've talked before about how Rocket Money has helped me budget, just the way it displays everything, all of your accounts, investment accounts, savings accounts, checking, all in one place on one dashboard. So it's super easy to see and keep track of. But honestly, it has also helped me by categorizing my spending and showing me what categories I'm overspending in that in the moment I didn't realize it. Because, you know, it's $10 here, $10 there, but it really adds up.
And they have great automated savings features where you can grow towards your goal with adjustable amounts and frequency. And it's really like set it and forget it kind of thing, which I feel like is best for savings because then it doesn't feel like you're losing money each month.
And Rocket Money has already saved users over $880 million in canceled subscriptions alone. So let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster and join at rocketmoney.com/DWKT.
That's rocketmoney.com/DWKT, rocketmoney.com/DWKT.
And thank you so much to Rocket Money for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. And what's hard, especially when you're watching a woman say this about a man, is like, there really is like very real dangers here. Like, I know she seems harmless and like she's young and, you know, whatever. Like, this is very, very terrifying. If I were him, and I know it gets worse, I would be very, very scared.
Agree.
Okay, so this video says, I, knew Dylan, wanted to ask me out when he was sharing his food to me. By the way, the person that she's talking about, we didn't introduce him yet. His name is Dylan. He is Yote319 on TikTok, and he's a vocalist for the band Yote. I'm saying that wrong, right? Yote?
I don't know.
But in his bio, noticeably, it is quite different from Timber's. It says, gone until further notice. So
we will hear from him in a little bit. He's made a video.
So here is another story time about Timber Sperry and Dylan Sperry. Me and my man. So basically, this was around like October 2025, somewhere around there. So anyways, I had basically ended up getting my TV. And honestly, let me just start from the beginning. Fuck Dash. The first day that I got there to the program, it was just me and Dylan. We had this little one-on-one thing. As you guys know, he took me grocery shopping. Okay. And he was just staring.
Do we find out later on if that actually happened or not?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised, but it's that she is like at like a mental health facility.
Did she ever meet him in person though?
Yeah. He worked there.
Oh, she worked at the grocery store.
No. He worked at the mental health place.
Oh, whoa. That changes a lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Now she's going to talk about how he like helped her set up her TV and stuff because like he was working there. And I assume that this did happen, but like even the way she describes it is not how she interprets it.
Like it was like an employee doing something he was supposed to do.
Yes.
Into my soul, like the whole entire car ride. Like he was actually just staring into my soul. And like we were just talking, we were just vibing, like chatting it up, all that kind of stuff, you know, whatever, lovey-dovey. And about a couple days later, he's working and I ended up getting my TV. And I'm like, Dylan, I'm not really good at like electronics, all that kind of stuff. I ended up getting my TV, a PlayStation. Dylan was working and I was like, hey, could you help me hook up my PlayStation and my TV? He was like, yeah, hon, I can help you hook up your TV and all that kind of stuff, right? This dude was in my room with a smile on his face, like the happiest smile on his face. He literally had a boner, okay? He literally had a fucking boner. And I know it's not because of somebody else, because he ain't with nobody. He ain't with nobody. About like a couple of weeks later, I overhear him talking about a story about how he was in a band. And technically the first day that I met him from the program, like the first day that we reunited in the program.
Okay, I'm calling a foul. I'm calling a fucking foul here. Like, you're saying a lot of crazy shit, and I can, like, deal with that. I could deal with that, but that is ridiculous.
It's just, they're so loud.
And they're loud and so, like, boisterous aggressive. And, like, wet.
Yeah. And the other one, it was, like, before she even started eating.
Yeah, no, that was before, like, pre-clam. Like, I can't. Yeah. Oh, my God. Disgusting.
Oh, my God.
He did tell me that he was in a band, and I totally, totally, totally forgot that he told me that he was in a band. I totally forgot. I was, like, because I would hear him singing all the time. I was literally, like, Dylan, you're honestly a really, really good singer. And he would always be, like, thank you. And then he did tell me that he was a lead singer of a band, but, like, it didn't really process with me, because, like, I honestly thought that he was, like, kind of just joking when he was saying that. I didn't really know that he was, like, know that he was actually telling the truth, because you never really know. People kind of just say stuff just to get people's reaction sometimes, so I was like, whatever. But, where was I? Hold on, where was I? Let me remember my train of thought, guys. Oh, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. So, anyways, I overhear him having the conversation with one of the other, house livers? I'm just gonna call them that.
House livers? Oh, like people who live in the same house. Place. I was like, what do they do with the livers?
When she said that the first time, I was like, livers like the organ?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And about how he was in a band. And I came downstairs. I literally ran downstairs and I was like, Dylan, what is your band name? I was like, can I follow you? And he was like, yeah, you can follow me. And at this time, me and him were literally dating at this time. And we still are dating, but we were literally dating at this time. And because he literally asked me out, by the way. So anyways, he gives me it. And then, like, a couple days later, I literally found his actual name through his Spotify, through his Spotify from his band.
So you found out your boyfriend, because you're literally dating, you found out his name through his Spotify because you didn't know
it. Yep, band page, music website page, whatever. And so I added him on Facebook, and he didn't block me off of his band page at all until I started sharing his music. And I'm like, well, this is kind of weird. If I'm your girlfriend, then why the fuck can't I share your music? Like, are you okay? I was just like very, very confused as to why he blocked me from his band page. And then I ended up finding his Facebook, okay? And I set him under my future husband. And then I deleted the chat because I was kind of scared that, like, the other workers would, like, try to go through my phone and, like, see the fact that we were, like, technically together. And, like, how else would I know if I didn't ask you for it? Like, the fuck? That was literally my way of also asking him back out. Like, if you knew that I was obsessed with you, if you know that I'm in love with you, then why the fuck would you go out of your way to give me your social media? Are you okay? You know that I'm in love with you. You know that I'm obsessed with you. Why the fuck would you give me your social media? Like, what, bitch? What in the right mind? I can't be a stalker if you're the one that gave me the permission to motherfucking add you on social media, okay? So, what was I just about to say, though?
Okay, that's terrifying. Scary. Yeah,
to see inside really that, like, that frame of mind where it's, yeah, like, I don't think he even gave her the social media. I think he'll
even
clarify
if he did,
him. But it was like, if he, like, gave her the band one, that she then went and found his personal one, and then was like,
you let me find it. Like, why would you let me find it?
That's crazy.
Really scary. Yeah. Because they always turn it around so that they did nothing wrong, and they put, like, the blame on them. And I think that's when they start. I'm not saying all stalkers are aggressive, but I think that innately it is kind of an aggressive thing to do to somebody.
If they are aggressive, I think that's when they turn aggressive.
Yes, I think, like, they start convincing themselves, like, well, they made me do this. And it's like, yeah, ooh, that's very, very scary.
Yeah, like, they sent me the signs. They did this.
Literally,
they
baby reindeer.
Me and, like,
all he did was be nice to her. That's it. And that was way too far.
So he interacted with her and stuff?
Yes. In the beginning, yeah. She would, like, visit the bar that he went to, and he was nice to her. He, like, felt bad for her.
Imagine, though, that it's even crazier when, like, they don't even meet them ever. Like, with celebrities and stuff.
Yeah. But that's why people end up in, like, celebrities' houses and stuff, because they just convince themselves. But yeah, it is crazy that that can happen with zero interaction. It's just a complete fantasy in their head.
To think that it can happen with zero interaction, then if there is some interaction, I feel like that's going to be even more intense, because it's like they will just manipulate all of the quote unquote signs to be like, oh, they're in love with me. I mean, she says several times that we are literally dating. And I find it interesting that she says, oh, like, we were dating because he asked me out. But it's like, why isn't that the story time, though? Like, wouldn't that be, like, the highlight?
Yeah, what was the moment, like, that happened? It didn't. And then why would you have to ask him back out? Like, that's not a thing that happens.
And also, I thought you were dating. Why? What?
Yeah, a lot of inconsistencies.
It doesn't really make sense.
Obviously, we're going to find more.
But the creepiest, I think, is that she acknowledges that she's like, I'm not a stalker if. And it's like, yeah, you are.
Yeah, definitely.
Months go by. He's still working there, 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 still working there. Okay. Still working there, knowing that I'm stalking him, knowing that I'm liking him, or
just
liking
him
because, like, he thinks that I'm a player or something. Yeah. Okay. All of a sudden, this one day comes, and he literally had, like, the most happiest energy in the whole entire room, y'all. Like, he literally seemed so happy. The next day, I was sick to my fucking stomach. Like, sick to my fucking stomach. I had a whole entire doctor's appointment that day. I had a therapy appointment that day, and I couldn't even make it to the doctor's or the therapy appointment because of how fucking sick I was. to my stomach sick. Like I was shitting and pissing everywhere and vomiting everywhere. And that day, it wasn't even, he wasn't even supposed to work that day. He came in on his day off, which made me think, okay, he came in on his day off because he likes me, because he wants to like surprise me or like, you know, something. All of a sudden, I literally have this vision and I'm like, oh my God, he's literally going to give me something. Like he's going to gift me something. Okay. And so he comes upstairs from outside because he was cleaning his truck. He has a big ass, nice ass truck, honestly. He was like, this bitch got like 8 million miles, 10 million miles. And I'm like, okay. And he's literally told me all the stories about how he's literally traveled everywhere. Like we would literally travel to fucking Walmart and he would give me fucking cheesy tots, his cheesy tots, bitch. Traveled he would only share cheesy tots with me. Stop playing. He only shared his cheesy tots with me. He didn't offer anybody else in the car if they wanted some motherfucking cheesy tots. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Them bitches are my cheesy tots, bitch. Okay.
Anybody else in the car? What was it, like a day trip or something that he would take people out for?
I don't know. And I don't know if that even happened.
Right.
But anyways, he comes upstairs and he has this little like sunflower clip and it's like so adorable. And I'm like, oh my God, how the fuck does he know that sunflowers are my favorite flower? I'm like, how the fuck does he know that sunflowers are my favorite flower? And then Trace, and he goes, hey, honey, like, and you put this in your hair. And like, I wasn't really feeling good. So, and I was like just waking up out of my sleep as he was coming upstairs into my room to give me something. And then that day he started acting strange after he gave me that. Like strange. Part two.
Okay. I don't want to go to part two.
I know. The whole time I'm just like, oh my God, what's going on? I can't handle it anymore.
Okay, guys, here is another story time about me and Dylan, our relationship that's going on. So basically, so in the beginning when I was like, okay, I'm literally still having all of these visions of this guy. I'm literally still feeling love for this guy and all that kind of stuff. I was like, honestly, I really wanted to start making music about him, but I was kind of scared that somehow he would find it.
I forgot to mention.
She makes music.
She does.
No. We don't have examples, do we?
We do.
No.
Okay. And that was around September 3rd when I first moved in. I was like, oh yeah, I really want to make music about this guy. And then I promised myself, I was like, honestly, I'm not even going to take my love for this guy onto social media because I didn't want people bringing up my past from 2, 3, 4 years ago of, oh, well, you stalked this person, so now we think you're doing it to this person. You know what I mean? So I kept my love.
The reason she was in prison.
Right. And do we know anything about that, or she was just in prison for stalking? Like, we don't know if it was like a similar guy. Like, was she violent or something?
Oh, should we take this detour first? She has a story time about it.
Okay.
Here's her mugshot. So this was July 2024. Kimberly Bowman is her full name. Yeah, she got arrested in Iowa, it looks like. Charges are harassment, third degree. This is a law website, but it says the third degree harassment essentially means you're being annoying to another without a legitimate purpose to do so. Oh yeah, like first degree murder is worse than like second.
Oh yeah, I always get confused by that.
I was thinking it was the opposite, yeah.
Yeah.
You can spend up to 5 years in prison. She obviously wasn't in there that long. She's already out. I think she probably got released to be then in the mental health.
That's facility. Likely too, yeah.
Okay, so this is her story time.
This is literally the third time I've had to record this video because for whatever the fuck of reason, it will not save. Okay, like it really will not the fuck save. August 9th, 10th, 8th, 9th, or 10th of 2022. Of 2023, sorry. I always say 2022. I don't know why. I mean 2023, sorry. I had the miscarriage with one of my twins inside of my body. March, it was March 3rd, my water broke, okay? And I was still trying to get a hold of this Cody guy. And I was like, okay. I'm still trying to get a hold of him. He still has me blocked, all this extra stuff. So I come out here to where I'm staying now, but I was just in a whole different room. This was in March, okay? And right before I get into this little altercation thing that's supposed to be a prank, by the way, basically I got a hold of the guy that the Cody guy is gay for, the stepbrother, my stepbrother, whatever.
Pardon?
We hear from Cody later on. He tells the story and it's a much different perspective, obviously.
I imagine.
And I was like, hey, I am pregnant with Cody's kid. And he's like, how the fuck are you pregnant with Cody's kids? We're gay, this, and this.
And,
like,
and Cody's gay.
Oh, got it.
Dude, this literally happened. And then they started making up this story about me saying how I broke into Cody's mom's house when nobody was there. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not even a criminal. I'm not a criminal. I've never broken into anybody's house before. I've never even stolen ever a day in my life. So I am not a criminal. Like, I swear on the Lord and back, I never broke into their house. Okay. So, and I was like, well, it's funny because, and technically this was actually my first time stealing. Okay. I'm sorry. I prayed to the Lord and like, he literally watched me do it. I don't even know why he's going to act like blah, 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 blah. Okay. Which I knew I should have kept it. I knew I should have fucking kept it, but I decided to get rid of it. I decided to throw it away. But anyways, while I was at his house that day, I ended up taking his ID, which I believe I already kind of said that in the other clip. So technically that was my first time ever stealing. Sorry, I was getting
this. Oh my God.
Gosh, no, thank you. No, thank you.
But anyways, so a while goes on and I end up staying at my best friend's house. Okay. And from there, it was around, it was July 13th or 14th, somewhere around there. And I was like, well, I don't really want to be with this guy. Okay. And I'm like, how else can I fucking lure him into wanting to be present in his own child's pregnancy, of my own pregnancy with his own child. So I was like, okay, I remember the day that his grandpa passed away. He calls him Pop, Pop. How would I not know this if we didn't used to be best friends when we were kids, okay? He literally would call him Pop, Pop. And I can't remember the day exactly, but he either passed away the 13th of July or he passed away the 14th or the 15th of July. I can't remember, I'm sorry. But, and he passed away like a really long time ago when we were in elementary school. So, or when we were in junior high school, and I only remember this because I was like, why did my best friend not come to school today? Okay. And he literally told me because his grandpa passed away, which I was like, okay, whatever, that's fine. And so I was like, all right, so what if I just lure him with his favorite snacks? Because I started remembering.
She keeps saying lure. When you're luring, you're trying to trick someone, like bringing them in. Like you lure a fish on a hook.
She's like luring in like an animal by like putting like a trail of like.
Yes. Like what the fuck?
Yeah. And with his favorite snacks? Jesus, is he a dog? Christ.
So I was like, okay, I remember all the snacks, all of the drinks that he likes, blah, 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 blase, blase. So I got them bitches. And I gave it to the mom. Or I gave it to someone. Oh, that was the first time that I went to their house. That time they did call the cops, but I ended up leaving. I ended up leaving before the cops got there. That day that I brought the snacks, which I believe that day was March 3rd or March 4th or March 5th or March 6th.
Okay.
The fact that she acknowledges that the cops came and then acts like it was like, oh, but I got out of there.
Yeah.
Remember at the beginning of the story when you said that you ran from you didn't? Yeah, yeah.
I think it was March 6th because I think it was actually my best friend Kia's birthday that I went there. I was like, wow, my nose literally just squirted on me.
Okay.
Ew.
And I was like,
Jesus Christ.
I knocked on the door and some Mexican girl answers the door. And I was telling her, I'm like, hey, I am pregnant with Cody's children.
Oh my God.
Well, child now because I had a miscarriage with one. And she just like, blah, 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 blah. Some weird ass shit went down. Like when I tell you weird ass shit, I mean weird ass.
If you're saying that.
The mom came to her house. It is the mom's house, his mom's house. The mom came to the house from her job and we got into it. We got into an altercation. And she was like, I don't want to fucking see you ever again. My son doesn't like you. He doesn't give a fuck about you. My son is gay, this, this, and this. So I'm like, whatever. All right, whatever. So then fast forward to the July 14th or 15th that I went there. At that time, I was 5 months overdue. March, April, May, June, July. July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. That's 9 months of me being pregnant, okay? And all of a sudden, I ended up talking to the cop. The cop was like, we weren't going to take you to jail, but basically because you have this warrant, whatever, out for your arrest due to the domestic from December of 2023, sorry, when I was 5 months pregnant, I don't really remember. Like, I'm having so much fucking PTSD right now. Sorry.
Interesting when she starts talking about, like, past things and, like, a warrant, then it's like, oh, no, now I can't remember, but she, like, has all the other details. Yeah.
Well, because the other details, she's just, like, kind of making them up out of, like, fantasy as she goes. Yeah. But I think when it gets too real, she starts, like, uh-oh.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Cozy Earth.
We are big fans of Cozy Earth over here. I'm such a big fan that no matter what they've sent us to try out, I've bought way more personally on my own because my sheets from Cozy Earth are the most comfy sheets I have ever touched. I have washed them so many times and they are just as good as the day I bought them, which is very rare actually. Usually things, you know, they start to deteriorate in the washer after a while, but not with Cozy Earth.
Feels like they just get comfier. When I was at Coachella, Bose had posted a video of me like getting my bed prepared and someone responded to it and they're like, did you bring your Cozy Earth sheets? I was like, you bet I did. That was absolutely crucial. How was I going to sleep without them?
And they have a ton of things to choose from. They have their brushed bamboo jogger set and their lake house clogs, which I've been eyeballing because I'm usually a barefoot kind of person, but I could see myself getting into wearing those around the house.
I could be a slipper girly.
And Cozy Earth stands behind everything they make. They have a 30-day return policy on all products, a lifetime warranty on the clothing, and hassle-free returns if anything isn't right.
So this Memorial Day, give yourself the kind of comfort that lives with you all day, not just the moment you get home. Cozy Earth's brushed bamboo jogger set and lake house clogs are designed to keep you cozy, comfortable, and actually relaxed all season long. Comfort lives here. Just head to Cozy Earth and use the code DWKT for up to 30% off, but only for a limited time. This exclusive offer runs from May 18th till June 1st, so don't wait and check it out now.
Again, that's code DWKT at CozyEarth.com for up to 30% off. And if you see a post-purchase survey, please let them know that the girlie sent you. And thank you so much to Cozy Earth for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
But basically, they decided to take me to jail. The cops were like, are you pregnant? Well, I told them I was pregnant. They were like, are you pregnant? And I explained to them that I have a disorder where my pregnancy doesn't come back positive through blood, urine, or saliva because it's like low CHG levels or HCG levels or something like that. And they basically police brutality'd me when I swear to God, I wasn't even doing anything wrong. I was just sitting there and I started instantly bawling my eyes out. I started having a spiritual vision of the police dragging me around and of my baby being, yeah. So that night, my baby's heartbeat died while I was in jail.
Yikes. She didn't really explain why she went, well, I guess it's because she stole. That's the reason she went to jail. Like, she was so all over the place.
I mean, but the charges were for harassment. So I think it was just, it was
the combination of her not leaving him the fuck alone. I mean, it's insane that the mother is screaming at you and telling you, get the fuck away from my son. He's gay. He wants nothing to do with you. And she's like, okay, anyway. Like, that disconnection what is terrifying. Yeah. That's what could lead them to kill, like misery or something. You know what I mean? Like, genuinely to be so fucking delusional.
This was the correct one that was like picking up where we just left off. This was part two.
Okay, so basically, part two of how the fuck he started acting strange after he gifted me that flower. And mind you, after he gave it to me, he started giving everybody else flowers, and that shit pissed me the fuck off. And I knew he was doing that shit to piss me the fuck off, bro. Okay, so anyways, so basically what happened was, I literally come downstairs towards later on in the night.
That was not like a...
like a glitch?
No. Yeah. I mean, it was, but just not in real life.
Unless he ended up coming back into work the next day, because this time it was like a nighttime shift that he was in, like, but that day was his daytime shift and the next day was a nighttime shift. And mind you, all this time he's literally talking to me about his whole entire life, telling me things about him and his daughter and talking to me about his music career and all of this stuff, not rejecting me not one time, giving me his social media, knowing that I'm in love with him, knowing that I'm obsessed with him. And the next day or later on that week, he starts acting really, really, really fucking sketchy. And I'm like, why is my man acting sketchy as fuck? Like, he got something to hide. Okay, tell me why. I literally come downstairs and it's like nighttime outside. It's literally pitch, like the room was kind of like dimmed dark downstairs and the outside was black. So I know this was a different day because he worked night. And basically he starts rejecting me. And I'm like, you haven't rejected me not one fucking time since I've been here. But all of a sudden you're rejecting me? Okay, I'm pissed. He starts acting weird as fuck. So he's sitting in the chair and his phone is like the chair rest. And his phone is like this on the chair rest. By the way, I'm on TikTok live on my other phone. His phone is like this on the chair rest. And he starts going. And then all of a sudden, and like, he looks sad as, you guys, like he looks sad as fuck. Okay. And all of a sudden he does one of these numbers. He has his phone like this and he goes, and some fat ass motherfucking bitch was on his phone. And now that I know what his mom looks like, I look and think it was his mom. Okay. I'm like, who's this bitch? And I'm getting aggressive as fuck. I'm literally threatening to beat his fucking ass. I'm literally threatening to beat that bitch ass on the phone. All that shit. All that extra miles. All that shit. Okay. And he just like started just acting.
The fact that she's like laughing.
Why does she talk like that? Like, she like goes into a weird accent that is giving not her accent, if you catch my drift.
Yes, it's giving not white person. Yes.
Yeah, not white person. Yeah, no, I don't know where she, and then she like pulls it out in random moments, almost like she's seen it somewhere and she just like taps into that.
Really fucking strange that, and like he started taking pictures of him doing this, like sad face with a heart. And I'm like, dude, you never are this goddamn low, bro. Like, you are never this goddamn low. I don't even have a hole in my phone. I don't have nothing of those natures, bro. Like, why the fuck are you doing this? Literally, that's literally what the fuck I was saying. And you can ask anybody else that was up in that goddamn house that day, because they knew that I was ready to knock that motherfucker out, bro. Okay, so I don't really know. Like, I'm trying to like keep my emotions in the fuck side. Okay, because that day was crazy. That was really crazy for me. I literally stayed up all fucking night, bawling my fucking eyes out. Literally to the point that I'm pretty sure I was like gagging, like almost vomiting, because I literally stayed up all fucking night, like bawling my goddamn fucking heart out. Literally, like, what the fuck did I do? Like, why the fuck is this happening? Like, I didn't really understand. And then I kept on having this really weird spiritual vision, really weird. And it was like basically like, oh, it was like basically telling me how the fuck it was gonna go with the Dylan. And it was like basically like, I don't know how to like really explain without being told that I'm making it up or lying, but it was like a vision where it was like basically gonna leave, but the vision was like a spiritual thing of his voice. Like, it was something of his voice telling, and he wasn't even there the day that this happened. This was maybe like the next night, or maybe he was there and I can't remember because I was too busy fucking bawling my, but he was like, basically I'm gonna leave, basically something about my mom being on the phone, and basically like, and if you decide to leave the program, they're not gonna let you come back, and I'm basically gonna say that you're stalking me and that you're obsessed. So I am internally conscious, like heavily internally. Honestly, like, I don't really know where I went wrong. Like, we were already together. Like, I don't understand like what I did wrong at all. So you know what I mean? So it was, and I'm already married then. Like, I was already posting on social media saying that I was married. But and that was literally the last day that I saw him, unfortunately. And then since then, and also by the way, since then I've noticed that he keeps blocking me and unblocking me from his band page on TikTok. They would block me and unblock me and unblock me. And I'm like, I'm just like, bro, like, this homie, love me. All right. I'm literally crying. I'm actually crying.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a really tough watch. I mean, multiple times now she's talked about hearing things, and obviously this is somebody who's very mentally ill, and it's always rough too, like when we cover topics of people, it's not super often that we do, but like sometimes we do. We cover topics of people that are going through something pretty severe mental health wise. And usually I would say like, well, there's no need for that. You know, if they're going through something and they're like hallucinating or imagining situations, like, I don't want to like exploit them in a way, but this is such a particular situation because I do feel like she is a danger. And I don't know like what I could do to help. You know what I mean? I don't think this is going to help. If anything, I think she would look at this and be like, you guys are insane. Like, we're married and I love him. It really just is very jarring. It's almost just like exacerbated too by social media and like TikTok and the fact that she is on TikTok Live and telling this story. And it's just, it's so crazy.
So that's what
here.
I was thinking. Like, clearly wherever she is, it's like not prison level like security and like
it wouldn't even be a mental health facility. She wouldn't have her phone.
But that's what I was gonna say is why does she have a phone?
Well, she obviously lives somewhere, whether it's maybe like a shelter or something. Like, does she not have any relationship with her family? Maybe could she be at a family member's house? That kitchen that she cooked from looked very, very interesting and like not almost like a home kitchen, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah, everyone's just, it's like Reddit threads and stuff saying it's like she's in some type of facility. But like I don't think it's like a shelter, like a voluntary thing. I think it's like she has to be there.
I know, but to have two phones is insane. I feel like they normally like,
oh yeah, she did have
two. Take everything away. Yeah, she's on one recording and one on live. So I'm like, what?
To be fair, I feel like people have them in prison still and they're not supposed to. So like,
yeah, that's fair. She could have smuggled them. Because as disconnected as she does seem to be from reality, I do think that she has the wherewithal to herself. Be sneaky and steal and lie and hide things for sure.
Well, and even how she would kind of like get weird when she was talking about like the arrests or warrants and stuff.
Yeah.
Like some part of her knows that she's not supposed to be doing something. Do you want to hear some of her music?
Sure.
It's a 10 minute love ballad.
We're not watching all 10 minutes, are we? Think she'll copyright strike us?
Oh my God, I didn't think about that. I think we should preserve the artistic integrity and watch it at normal speed. We just won't watch 10 minutes.
Dylan Sperry, I wanna get married.
It's a freestyle, by the way.
Figured.
'Cause you are like the diamond in the sky, and you are the twinkle in my eyes, and I can't help but feel the way is I feel.
She's not that bad. I fear.
I was literally going to say, I mean, mine would sound worse.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, she's not singing off key. She has a decent voice. What a sad situation, truly.
Yeah.
Like, this sucks.
This has copyrighted music, but it's just a TikTok of her saying they're getting married June 7th this year, which is interesting because in one of the earlier videos, she said that they were already married.
Yeah, the video we just watched on screen, it said, for my husband. So, yeah.
Now we can hear from Dylan himself.
Hello, I'm Dylan. I'm alive. I'm okay. Thank you for all of your concern, and your support during this. And thank you to everyone who reached out to make sure that I was okay and that I wasn't in any danger. Apologize if I didn't answer your message. I've been very overwhelmed over the past 48 hours, trying to, manage this situation. I have to be very careful about what I say to protect myself legally. I was a life skills specialist or a direct support professional for a company working with people with special needs. And this person was a client to this company. This person, I believe, overheard a conversation I was having with one of her roommates discussing rock and roll music and talking about my band.
Oh.
And found my band and through that links to my Facebook and my social media accounts and kind of ran with it. I'm not going to elaborate any further on this situation regarding this person. I don't want to feed it. I think feeding it will only cause it to continue. This person has a pattern of posting extreme things on the internet for attention. So please do not harass or bully this person. If you can, avoid contact with this person.
I do not plan on contacting her, I swear.
On a personal note, if you would, if you see anything regarding my daughter, if you see anything deemed as a threat, I would greatly appreciate it if you would record that video or save it or send it to my band's page. So that way we can save it and I can continue building a file so that I may protect myself. I won't elaborate on what I'm doing legally to protect myself. I won't elaborate on the company that I worked for. And I won't elaborate on this person, what's going on with them, their diagnosis, anything. I really, really appreciate everyone's concern. I am safe. My family is safe. I'm not recording this from my home, and she does not know where my family lives. She only knows what she has access to on the internet, and my Facebook page I use for slight personal use and mainly advertising my music, if I can. So, I am safe. My family is safe. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your concern. I love you very much. And if you like my music, stick around. I'm gonna try and keep making more and see how long that goes.
It's scary though, because something that comes with making music is usually like touring and stuff and announcing where he's going to be at a certain time. I mean, it's super smart that he's not filming this in his home and obviously protecting himself in that regard. But like, fuck, is he ever going to do live shows? Like, that's scary.
Have you ever seen like the clip of Keke Palmer that she has a stalker show up?
I remember that. Like, he wanted to like ask her to marry him or something. While she was on
stage.
And
it's just like, that's so common with celebrity stalkers that they'll show up at like multiple events and like they have to like keep an eye out for them, and somehow they always seem to manage to get in anyway. And then I think of like Christina Grimmie.
Oh my god, no, truly
breaks my heart.
Yeah, and honestly in Baby Reindeer as well, like he was a stand-up comedian, and that was one of the ways, like when he would be like, absolutely not, like leave me the fuck alone, like she would just show up to one of his comedy things. Like, it genuinely is a very manipulative and terrifying way to interact with the person you're stalking, like genuinely. But like, then what does a person do? Just hide in a fucking house forever, in a safe house? Like,
yeah,
it's really, really complicated. And like, I feel for them, truly. Like, what an impossible situation to be in.
Well, and then like with the Christina Grimmie situation, that's what we were talking about earlier, that when they flip a switch and it goes from like the guy was obsessed with her and in love with her and like thought they were going to be together. But then I wonder what it is that triggers them. If it's like kind of like underlying, like they suddenly realize that they aren't going to be with them or something.
And it has
like
to be a mixture of some of those things. But really, I think the only solution here, even though it is mental health based, it's like they need to be on lockdown, whether that is at a mental health facility or they're in jail. Like, I think that genuinely these situations only end one way, and it's not a good way.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Mint Mobile.
Are you one of those people that actually likes your money? Unfortunately, traditional big wireless carriers like your money too. So if you're tired of spending hundreds on crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and quote unquote free perks that cost you more in the long run, then a premium wireless plan from Mint Mobile for $15 a month might be right for you.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people just overpay for their wireless because that's how it's always been and you're just used to it. But there's a better option now. It's only $15 a month.
Yeah, and all of Mint Mobile's plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
And you can bring your existing phone and phone number, and you just activate with an eSIM within minutes and you can start saving immediately. And there's also no long-term contracts or hassle.
Yeah, I've said it before. One of my brothers uses Mint Mobile and he's always talking about how good his service is for a fraction of the price that the rest of the family is paying, and he's on to something.
He is. So if you like your money, Mint Mobile is definitely for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/DWKT. That's mintmobile.com/DWKT.
An upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, 5 GB plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options are available. Taxes and fees are extra. See Mint Mobile for details. And thank you so much to Mint Mobile for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
There's like mental facilities that are, it's like if you plead insanity.
Yeah, yeah, you're on lockdown. Like, you're essentially in jail. You're
in prison. It's just like a different version.
Exactly, yeah. So she saw this video from Dylan, obviously, even though he probably has her blocked. And she thought that in it, he was sending her signs, which like, obviously, if anybody looks at that video and sees anybody other than somebody who's terrified and scared and wants nothing to do with this girl, like there's a really severe issue.
Is the fact that that flower in Dylan's video is literally for me. So I don't really care about what none of you fucking hoes on TikTok have to say. Like, 90,000 people love him for me, and I love him for me. Honestly, actually, over 1.2 million people love Dylan for me. So.
What? Oh, you know where I think she's getting the 1.2 million from? Let me check, but I'm pretty sure.
Is that in her bio, too?
Oh, no. I thought it was her likes, but she doesn't even have that many likes.
No.
Or maybe it was the views on one of her videos that she sees as, like, 1.2 million people, which is not even accurate. But also, the people that follow you are not loving Dylan for you. They're horrified and want to keep up, which I have an issue with. I think nobody should follow her, obviously, but
I agree.
Yikes.
And I bet you there are people like egging it on just to
just for shits and giggles because they
gross.
Like to watch the world burn.
What you guys have to say about me or my man. But that flower though, I literally like just had chills like run through my body, and like I almost just started crying. Like, you guys can see like the tears in my eyes right now.
Oh man, this is rough.
I really freaking miss him, guys. Like, I really do.
Oh, no.
And honestly, also not to mention, but I think our hands are literally the same size. Wait, let's see.
Oh, my God.
OMG. OMG. I'm literally, oh okay. Oh he's like God. Bigger than me, but like, wait, hold on, wait, let's do it like this. Dang, is that really how big his hands are compared to mine? Bro, when I see him in person, I'll have to for you guys. But anyways, I got some flower right there, the fuck? Someone's outside of my room.
The caption is also, I love you with all my heart, but it's the I, and then you is YHU, and then my is MEYE.
Yeah.
Married
and
life.
The top comment on this TikTok is that facility is not doing enough. And I couldn't agree more. Like, I don't know where she's staying, but like the fact that this is public knowledge on a pretty grand scale at this point, and they're not doing shit.
And she has unfiltered access to the internet.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Anyways, look how fine my man is. Like, the sun just shining on his face. His eyes are so freaking cute. Like, honestly, I always wished that I had those color eyes. Like, bro. Those are so cute.
Dude.
And I love his facial hair. I so hope to God, like, I pray to the Lord and back that he did not freaking shave his face. Honestly. I honestly love his facial hair. Like, I've never been into men with facial hair. Like, growing up, I've actually had a fear of men with facial hair because when I was a child, I would have these night terrors of some guy named, like, the unknown man. And he had facial hair and he had a unibrow. And
her hallucinations are so normal to her, which is sad. That's probably something she struggled with for her whole life.
Imagine watching his video.
Yeah.
And then being like, oh my God, look at his facial hair. He's so cute. Like, he literally just was like concerned for the safety of
his family.
Well, that's
literally like baby reindeer. Like, he would be scared and she was completely seeing something else. Like, she was thinking that he like was totally into it and like misreading everything that he did. And it's just like, oh my God, this is terrifying. Like, I forget that people like this actually exist. Like, they're not movies. I mean, I think this will be like a Netflix documentary. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it.
But like,
that's, and there's comments that are like, am I going to be on TV?
Yeah, you might. You might be on fucking TV because this is insane. Wait, are we going to be on TV?
Oh my God. Maybe.
Hi, Netflix.
I feel like we rarely cover situations where it's like actually like criminal concerning too. I don't know. I'm also confused. Like, what is the facility she's at?
Yeah.
And like, what are the reasons
she's
there?
I feel like people had to have found out. Like, there has to be somebody who knows. I'm not trying to dox her or anything, but I'm like, are they aware? Like, have people found out and complained to them? Or are they literally, I mean, I don't know how they would be unaware. They don't do bed checks. They don't check everything.
Right. Like, I would have to imagine, like, if she has phones, like, there would be other patients that would have phones.
For sure.
Like, even if they're mentally unwell, like, they might, like, out her.
Yeah. And, like, she doesn't have a family.
And she's filming these long fucking videos. Yeah. It's not like she's doing, like, quick, like, secret things. So it's,
she's allowed.
It feels like she's allowed to have a phone.
Yeah.
If she is, I mean, the burps.
No, and I mean, she's allowed to cook her own food, too.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
That's
then
really
again,
strange.
She didn't have, like, any sharp objects because she was struggling to open that for a while.
That is true. But still, like, a heat source. I mean, unless it's just a microwave, I guess, but I don't know. This is all concerning.
I am very curious of the circumstances of that situation and if she's allowed to have a phone and if there's phone like privileges, maybe it's like, we'll take away the privilege immediately and like also maybe put her back in prison.
Yeah, no, truly. And it's sad because it's like, she's not going to get necessarily the help she needs in prison, mental health wise, but I do think she's dangerous. So it really becomes a tricky situation.
He would do like really, really weird, creepy stuff to me. So for like the longest time when I was really young, like 3 or 4 years old, I had like a really bad fear of my stepdad at night. So anyways, but I'm over my fear. I mean, with facial hair. I think I am. But like, when it comes to him, I am, for sure. So, I love you so much. Like, Jesus, just love me. I love him. Honestly, I'm literally about to take this photo and start photoshopping it.
Oh,
I'm about to start photoshopping us. My AI husband, you guys. So shout out to my AI husband. Dill is in Yode. Wait, Dill underscore is underscore in Yode. Hey! But anyways, everyone, shout out to him. Go listen to their music, Fire, thebomb.com. Okay. I love the band Yodi. Shout out to motherfucking Zonesberry, guys. Bro, yesterday, his best friend, Brody Miller, came into my live on TikTok, and I was like,
oh, no.
What you think you're doing up in here? And he was literally like my third view within 2 seconds of me going live. I'm like, a scoop. Tell him, babe. Honestly, I love my husband way too much. Honestly, like, we are married, and I don't care what anyone has to say. No. Whoa, I don't.
Okay, great, perfect.
Yeah,
she made a happy Mother's Day post to her wife / baby mama Dylan Sperry. Am I reading that right, or am I needing a new prescription? What is happening?
No, I'm very confused because, well, he's not Dylan Sperry, he's Dylan. But
hey guys, so basically, I just got done making a post saying happy Mother's Day to my wife, aka husband, Dylan Sperry. And somehow it got deleted for community guidelines. And I'm like, I didn't say or do anything wrong in that video besides literally say, Happy Mother's Day. So can someone tell me what I did wrong when 600 people enjoyed that video?
Okay, what is your definition of enjoyed? I doubt that 600 people enjoyed that stupid fucking video.
She probably got 600 likes on it, but I'm confused at why it's wife slash husband.
Okay, so this is the mod from yes. Timber Sperry's Reddit, who got connected with Cody, who, if you forgot, is the gay man she thought she was pregnant with twins. With.
Correct.
Here is Cody's statement. I was hoping to never have to deal with this again. However, since it's come to this, for me to tell my story again, basically, I met her after an old buddy of mine came home from the military, and me and Taz went to see him slash hang out at his home, and she was there with my military friend's brother or cousin, not too sure, but they were related in some way. And so those two were together in their room the whole time. Me and Taz were chilling in the other room with my military buddy. I was playing Far Cry while Taz was making music. I forget what my military friend was doing, but all I know is Timber kept coming out to talk with me and Taz, and she immediately was telling us, me specifically, don't tell anyone I was here. I really ignored her as much as I could and was just gaming, and she just sat near me and watched me play, and I paid absolutely no mind to it. Fast forwarding a week or two, I think it was, I was trying to have the boys come over to swim at my pool, which was Taz and JD, and I strictly told them no females. So me and Taz met up and are waiting for JD, and here comes JD walking through my driveway with Timber and Tail. I immediately told him, bro, I said no girls. And he was basically like, I know, but she wanted to come anyway. I didn't think it would be an issue. So I told him it's fine, I wasn't going to kick her out because I didn't want to be a dick. Seemed like they were dating at the time, and I later found out they were. So we're all chilling in the pool, and she's sitting outside of it, staring at me. She would try on multiple occasions to engage in conversation with me, and I ignored her over time. I started to be an asshole to her because she wouldn't stop trying to get my attention. At some point, I tell JD he needs to make her leave. He tries reasoning with me, but I tell him she's gotta go. She was giving me weird vibes, and she kept acting like we knew each other, like we were best friends, that I've always known each other, and it was weirding me out. A few days later, I was hanging out with my buddy Taz, and I started talking to this boy on my phone named Luke. And long story short, we became lovers, and over the course of our relationship, Timber is non-stop posting about me, making up stories about me, and I ended up seeing a photo of her in my room with my do-rag on her head. You heard that correctly. He found a photo of Timber in his room with his clothes on. That is baffling. All right, continuing on. So he finds out she is in his room wearing his clothes. That is, I
didn't even register that in my head. She put on his clothes.
Yes, who was wearing,
took a picture, printed it out presumably, and left it for him. Or did she like leave it on a computer or something? Like, that's so weird. What the fuck?
I cannot even describe to y'all what it was like for me to read that the first time. Just, oh my gosh, this poor man. Jeez. Okay, continuing. It was at this point I figured out that she'd been going to my house when I'm not there, and my mom is sleep apnea, so she was out cold in her room while this transpired. Once I figured this out, I made a police report and everything, spoke with an officer who's arrested her previously and knows of her, but he ended up saying he can't do anything unless she's there, pretty much. But I made my claim because I was pissed off. Once I did that, a few more days go by, and I'm with my boyfriend at his house, and my mother tells me Timber is here on the back porch. We rush there immediately and find her there. I'm yelling at her, cursing, getting aggressive with my words, trying to make her leave, and she wouldn't go. My mother calls the police, and while they're on the way, I'm inside the house talking with Luke, and my mom is out there one-on-one being kinder than I was, telling her she needs help, she needs to leave me alone and stop coming here, stalking me, posting misinformation about me. She wasn't even flinching. She was so in her world and caught off guard that I was with the boy. Then me and Luke sat down and told her what we've been wanting to get off our chest for a minute about her and the bullshit she's been causing us. She didn't take our relationship seriously and thought it was all some prank. Eventually the police came and arrested her, and I didn't see her again until passing by in a car, and she was walking on the sidewalk with a cart from a store like she was homeless. I read that. I was in shock. I said, that is actually insane. I'm so sorry. I can't even imagine. Then Cody followed up with, just want to clear the air because lots of people are trying to put together what she's saying, and I needed to set the record straight, at least about me and my boyfriend. We never had any kind of intercourse. I'm not too sure where this whole I'm pregnant bullshit is coming from. I'm not a monster. I'm a victim. And immediately I let him know, we know he is a victim. We fully believe his story. We know that Timber is lying. But we also want to help the internet to not speculate on all of this. And just clear the air, because there's no reason to talk about it. And honestly, people are going to talk until things are cleared up. Unfortunately, that is just the way the internet does work in this day and age. He did give me permission to show everybody what he said. He did also say that he wants her to leave him alone, and he does feel bad for anybody who's had to put up with her insanity. Absolutely agree with that. My heart goes out to the victims of Timber.
Wow. I mean, literally, it seems like the only way that a victim of hers can be free from her is if she sets her sights on somebody else. Like, truly. Like, that's how she kind of just, like, finally lets him go and doesn't give a fuck.
Which also, it was when she was in prison. It was right before she was transported to the facility. Because she said she got that vision, and then she met him the next day, which was, like...
Yeah, and even how she described that, she said, I got the vision, and that's when I knew that I'm not going to marry this guy, I'm going to marry this guy. So she like does the transition, sets her sights on him, and that guy doesn't exist anymore. It's like she needs somebody new, which is so crazy and scary because like, what the fuck?
It's interesting that it lined up with when she was leaving the prison and going somewhere else, because it was like she needed like a new obsession to like keep her comfortable, basically, it seems like. Oh, that's a AI edit or Photoshopped, but I'm guessing not Photoshopped.
That's definitely AI because that's not her face.
Yeah,
like,
no, it doesn't.
Like it's like her face AI-ified, you know what I mean? So this video says Timber's moving out of her hotel and back in with her mother. So does she say that she lives in a hotel?
That was definitely not a hotel.
So what is up, you guys? Today is my official move-out day. Unfortunately, I am panicking, by the way. Like, I'm mentally panicking, physically panicking, emotionally freaking panicking right now. Okay, guys, today's my move-out day. My mom is coming to get me. We haven't been getting along very well. I'm really freaking scared, so I hope everything goes well. If this goes wrong, I could be very badly hurt. But I also am still pregnant. My indolent child is just not Dylan's biological child. Like, he still claims my baby, but he just knows that he or she isn't his biological, which is totally okay. Okay, I love you guys. Thank you guys for...
Didn't know she was pregnant. That's new information.
I don't think anyone did, but she probably, again, has that condition where saliva, blood,
I'm sorry,
and
it's
pee.
Not funny, but that is actually kind of funny, where she's like, I have a condition that when I'm pregnant, it doesn't show I'm pregnant. Hello?
Convenient. That is very convenient.
That is scary, though, because she's leaving the mental health facility. Then she's going to move in with her mom. Wonder why you guys don't get along. Her mom's probably fucking going through it, and I feel for her.
Oh, wait. Also, researchers said that this is still the same pregnancy she talked about from the 2023 miscarriage of one of the twins.
I don't think so, because she said this one's with... Oh, well, no. She says it's not biologically Dylan's. So she's like 100 months pregnant or something? Like, what the fuck?
Literally, our researcher goes, no, Lily, it's not possible for her still to be pregnant after almost 3 years.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, she's going to keep going until she finds a new Dylan. And I hate these kinds of stories because there is no solution to it. All I can hope is that he stays safe. She's obviously a dangerous person. And she's obviously very mentally unwell as well. So that's a really unfortunate combo, because what's the solution here? Everybody's fine.
It's just like, everyone just like watching on in horror. Yeah.
Like, I hope she keeps it cute and keeps it with the clams and being weird on TikTok. That would be best case scenario, is that she just keeps it to social media and doesn't take it IRL and fucking tries to hurt somebody.
And it's crazy, though, even with Dylan's response being so minimal and so like straight to the point, that still she interpreted that as like, oh my God, it was a sign he loves me.
Yeah. She even joked in the beginning and says like, oh, you know, call me delusional and stuff like that. Like, it is scary that the human brain can disconnect this much that you don't realize that you're scaring
somebody. It's really hard to like comprehend at all. And it's just so scary because it feels so unpredictable too.
Yeah.
That it's like whether it can like turn from like, oh my God, really smiley and happy and my heart's beating so fast, to like, yeah, no, I was gonna like knock his ass out, and then like showing up at the other one's house and wearing his clothes.
Yeah.
Like, they really think in their head that they're moving towards like a goal.
Oh, for sure.
It's like, yeah.
I'm most scared. I didn't know he had a daughter, and that does scare me quite
well,
a bit.
And because remember, her initial vision, it was that he had a toddler.
Oh, right. Yeah, I had forgotten that. And I wonder, like, is he still with his partner that he had a child with? Like, that lady could be in danger. Like, absolutely. Yeah. So it's just very, very scary. I'm wishing him well. And God, Timber, if you're watching this, what do you want to say to her, girl? Anything? Because I don't know what the fuck to say to her.
I don't know if we should make any direct
any direct statements to her. But anyway, wow. Oh my God. She is, that's what she is.
For the record, you guys overwhelmingly requested that we cover this.
Yeah, now I'm scared. And I don't know what the solution is, but hopefully this, you know, helped you understand it without having to engage with her content directly.
That is what
a silver lining, perhaps.
Yeah. No, because otherwise I'm like, even with like Kendra and the psychiatrist thing, I felt like there were some things that I could like research and insert and like speak to and kind of dive in a little. This is
just her with herself talking about things that she's making
up.
It's
just like next level. I guess we didn't have too much valuable insight to
we're just
add.
Scared, but hopefully you liked the coverage. Anyway, we love the internet. I want to get out of here.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I'm scared, Mom.
Okay, I got another animal one. I'm on a roll.
Oh, love that for me.
This one says, highest jumping golden retriever in Ontario.
Oh, wow.
The highest jumping golden retriever in Ontario. Here
Ontario,
to show
sorry.
You what he can do.
I was going to correct you, but I just did.
Jumps a lot.
You know, he might be, but not that day. He wasn't.
Oh, my God. I was gonna say, shit, that's really high. I want to see a dog actually do that now, kind of.
Yeah, well, the comments are like me when I lie on my resume.
Oh, this one was cute. It's about a dog. Shocker.
I saw her coming up and she said, oh my God, it's Missy. Missy's at the door. So I just, instinct was to run over and let her in. Of course, she was just kind of standing there staring, waiting for us to let her in.
It was just a normal Monday. Missy was staying home that day because she had a vet appointment.
This
she
is a doggy daycare.
She usually comes Mondays to Fridays. It was just before 11. I looked up and I saw this dog running around in the parking lot. I'm like, oh my God, there's like a dog loose in the parking lot.
Honestly, we were just very surprised to see her. We were told that she wasn't coming, so the fact that she just happened to show up on her own was very shocking.
Oh my God.
Dad and her bike here every single day. So she's very familiar with her route. She has a specific routine, obviously. She was like, it's Monday, I'm supposed to be at daycare.
I could tell from the window she was very upset with me that I decided to go leave without her. Missy had dug her way out under the back gate and ran, just took herself to daycare.
Oh my God.
And it sounded like she just followed the route that we normally take in the morning with the bicycle. She really enjoys daycare. Like, it, even when I drop her off in the morning, they're really good with her. She just shows up with her tail wagging. Well, we call it butt wagging because she's wagging, but her butt's moving too. She's so excited. And that's just Missy, though. She's like that all the time. Even to see us at the end of the day, she's excited all the time. The big thing is at least she was safe.
We figured that she went digging because her paws and her face and everything were quite muddy. So we thought we might as well give her a little spa day.
Oh my God,
clean her
out,
make sure she's going home in good condition. And we felt really loved that she had come here to see us. I mean, she had the whole world at her feet and she came and chose to come to see us. We just were very happy that she honestly made it here safely and that she feels safe enough in our care that this is the place that she chose to come to in that moment. I think it's a little bit of us and a little bit of her friend Shaggy, of course. They're typically here together on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So it was a Monday, and I think she knew that he was here wondering where she was and why she was late to come see him. She had to get cleaned up to see her man. She had to make sure she was all fresh and smelling nice, camping off the streets and then going to hang out with her boyfriend, of course.
They went to prom last year together.
Oh, yeah. They had a prom. What the fuck?
Shaggy asked Missy to go and they had the cutest picture.
That's
with
so
posting
funny.
The video, we honestly just wanted to share a little bit of positivity and a little bit of a laugh with this. We got a lot of very sweet comments about how it's very clear that we care for the dogs and we love them. So it's been really nice to have people notice how much effort we put into the care for the dogs.
No, truly.
How
I mean,
cute is that?
No dog is going to go to a place they don't want to be. Okay. If he dug out to go there, he really wanted to be there. That's so sweet. I'm misgendering her. Wow. Beautiful. Well, anyway, guys, what a weird episode. But if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very, very much. And as always, we hope you have a wonderful week and we will see you on Saturday. Bye.
Indeed. Cheers. Well, I didn't have a drink today.
Me neither.
Bye. Feel very parched. Bye.